It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right. I'm Joe Canelli, and this is your daily sports dump. Today is Wednesday, March 18th. The day after St. Paddy's Day, usually a day of hanging over. Is that what you call it when you're hungover? Is it hanging over? I'm joined by my wife.
Overhung?
Overhung. Well, that's a different thing, maybe.
Whoops.
My lovely wife, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
Hello.
She is here with us today. It's been a few days. I'm not going to lie. There's some tension in the household. Not necessarily personal Molly and I tension, as much as just general cabin fever tension.
Yeah.
Right? You mm-hmm. know, like, what do you call it? What's that movie?
No Exit.
Wow.
hey,
is there a movie of No Exit?
We have three people. Should we try to mount a production of No Exit?
Is it a three-person play?
Yes, it is. It's a man and two women.
Wow.
Yeah. Fun fact, my junior year of high school, I competed in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex annual competition, the Fête Française.
Sure.
And
with
two other friends, we did a scene from No Exit, or Huis Clos in French.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jean-Paul Sartre.
We won the
you did.
Drama category.
There's a third person.
The sports child has
playing
just showed
quietly
up.
Until we began recording. Well, if you know the
don't put your hand
the
down.
Theme of No Exit.
L'enfer, c'est les autres.
But I would say in these circumstances, being by yourself might be worse. The lack of other people.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it is other people that's kind of causing this whole thing.
True.
If you think into it long enough. Is there something we can help you with, sports child?
You can hang out.
You can hang out. All right. Yeah. We'll listen to your opinions. Watch Keep out. It PG rated.
Okay.
That might be hard for your mom. I got you, Molly, a long time ago. There is a Maria, is it Callas? Her name, the painter?
No, Maria Callas is an opera singer.
Yes, Maria, is it Cassell?
Mary Cassatt.
Mary Cassatt, I'm sorry. That painting, there's one at the
Huntington,
and it is a child climbing on top of a mother who is in bed, and it kind of has the look of if you've ever seen a golden retriever mother on her side with 11 puppies feeding off of her at the same time. Now, there is none of that going on, but that kind of look and scenario presents itself, even at this age, quite
yes.
a bit.
You mean my age?
Yes, at your age, quite a bit. So what we're here to talk about is actually there is some sports news, and so when that comes up, it's always good to get a second person's opinion. Or a first person's opinion, if you don't consider me a person. And so that's why you're here, Molly.
Oh.
And because you have a general knowledge of things in the world, and also because Tom Brady himself,
yeah.
big news, and we may have a bit of a comedy bit with Tom Brady later on.
Oh.
I think it's going to happen. I don't know if you know, but he put out a list to all the teams about whether they, you know, what he needed from a team.
Ugh, of course he did.
Yeah.
God.
Well, whatever the list was, Tampa Bay is where he ended up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how great of a list could that have
been?
Or
need a pirate mascot?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is only down to two teams then. Although, Saints are not pirates.
No.
At all.
Saints.
Yeah, but I was thinking New Orleans in some way that's kind of pirate territory, but they don't celebrate that.
No.
And in fact, the Saints are extra Catholic because they helped cover up some of the archdiocese, some of the names of the priests.
Yeah,
it's good times. We don't need to talk about that. There's other stuff to talk about. So Tom Brady, who is probably not your favorite player,
no.
Where would you put him on your list of favorite players?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have opinions about enough, but
right.
of the ones I have opinions of, I have a strong. He's probably the only player I have a strong negative aside from the artists.
Yes,
he's
of
the one I have
yes.
the strongest opinion
right,
about.
Of non-felons?
Yes.
Non-felons.
Valerie wants to say something.
Okay, say something quickly, and then we're gonna get you out of here.
Who's your favorite player?
Oh, okay. Oh, good question, actually.
Football player? Gosh, I also don't know the answer to that.
See, that would be a fine question to ask if you would just wait until she was done talking about the one thing and then interject with your question.
Yeah. I don't know who my favorite player is. That's a good question.
Of all time or right now? That's a good question. My favorite player of all time is, can you guess who my favorite player of all time might be? Football player?
Yeah, I just, Lawrence Taylor.
Very good.
Great.
LT. Not a great guy, but a great player.
Yeah.
Just a great player. And Barry Sanders, my favorite offensive player probably.
Okay.
And my favorite current player is Nkamadon Sue.
Oh, sure.
So there we go.
Yeah.
And I share your opinion of Tom Brady. Who did we see last night? There was a person, a handsome man, who was on television, who I said, that guy looks like what Tom Brady thinks he looks like. And I forget who
the
guy
was.
But it was, you know, it was like a TV star.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady may be handsome for a football player, but like Peyton Manning is average for a football player.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like improviser looks versus like movie star looks. Like I think
right.
improvisers are above athletes in terms of general good looks. Not soccer players.
It depends.
Soccer players amongst athletes. And actually,
it's
about the same.
I mean, like, listen, I can say objectively that Tom Brady is attractive. Not to me.
But I don't think he's like movie star good looks.
Well, let me finish.
Go on.
Yes, that plus quarterback plus
yes,
money.
Right.
Is what.
Plus supermodel wife.
I think Aaron Rodgers he's more my type in terms of.
Interesting.
But like, this is going back a ways. Like, I feel like Steve Young was like conventionally attractive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And actually, he's aged pretty well.
Oh, definitely.
Howie Long, I feel, is...
The Mormons have access to all kinds of age-defying concoctions.
Sure. But like Troy Aikman, back in the day, growing up in Dallas,
sure.
he was like, but he's very weird looking.
Aikman, in a way, like Mickey Mantle, kind of those farm boy good looks.
Yes,
both from Oklahoma.
Exactly.
And yes, they both kind of... ruggedness, but not necessarily... Maybe in a Robert Redford way, although he's more handsome somehow. His skin's not great, but.
Yeah, he's much older.
Much older. You're right. He is much older than those guys. So Brady is in Tampa Bay, which seems like an interesting choice.
Giselle doesn't want to be in Florida.
Oh, no, but she can maybe stop over from Brazil. Well, and I guess...
he's going to have like an Airbnb in Tampa.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And he's going to have a private plane that flies him to New York.
Yeah.
And really, at this point, you know, he only has to go down to Tampa for training camp, then play the games. The games are all over the country, really. That
but
doesn't
also,
matter.
Like, enjoy training camp in Tampa in the summer.
Yeah.
After you're used to, I don't know, where the Patriots do there.
They're usually New England.
I mean.
Yeah, up near, that's
Enjoy.
A much better place.
Yeah.
Well, I got my SAG card in Tampa, on a gig in Tampa.
It's still there.
It is. My SAG card is left there with a Dalmatian. I don't know if I've told
heard.
That story.
Yes, you have.
On the sports dump, though?
No, go ahead.
Wow. Did you hear the, what's the not disdain, condescension?
No, not at all. But go tell the story.
Well, it was a dump.
How would I know what they've told stories about?
I thought you track these things.
Yeah.
No one's keeping track. So I booked some commercial or whatever, and I had to fly down to Tampa. It was very hot. It was very muggy,
humid.
And the gig was with a dog, a Dalmatian. They're not that smart, Dalmatians, first of all.
Very inbred.
Very, thank you. Had to jump on me for this commercial and then lick my face. So to get it to lick my face, they put liver baby food on my face in Tampa. Very hot. And the dog kept jumping on me. Now, the woman who trained the dog was about your height.
I'm 5'5".
Right. Average height for a woman, but shorter than I am. I'm almost 6 feet tall. So the dog was used to jumping onto her, which was a little lower than me. So it would just rack me in the nuts every time it jumped on me. They must have had 10 takes of the dog, like, kicking me right in the balls. And then that was not a take they could use.
Why didn't they use dog food instead of baby food?
I think dog food smelled worse.
Grosser,
actually.
Yeah.
Baby food was palatable.
Liver.
Well, that's
why do they even make liver baby food, first of all?
And also, well, this is probably 20 years ago. Also, the dog. Yeah, the dog's going to lick carrots off my face. You're right.
Yeah.
The dog is going to lick peanut butter off my face.
Peanut butter, yes.
Ah, my God. If I could go back in time, that's the one thing I would do. A lot of people say they'd go kill like a tyrant or whatever. I would put peanut butter on my face instead because I had to get on the plane that night. They didn't want to pay for another hotel room evening.
What was it a commercial for? Life insurance?
Something like that. So I couldn't even tell you, honestly. That's amazing. I don't even know. But it wasn't for dogs. And when I was on the plane.
Advertise dogs. There's not commercials for dogs.
I've seen some.
Coming soon.
Dogs. Well, there are the commercials for the shelters and stuff now.
Yeah.
Well, we're thinking of getting a smaller, more palatable dog, also known as a cat.
Nice.
Yeah. They don't advertise for dogs. But when I was on the plane on my way back, I found some like liver on my ear. Yeah, it is disgusting. And that's Tampa. Welcome. Welcome,
Tom. You're going to have liver on your ear.
Yes. Tampa, you're going to be flying away with liver on your ear you never knew was there. And it should be interesting because a lot of these guys, I don't know if you know the history of quarterbacks who've gone on to other teams. Aikman did not. Retired a Cowboy.
Brett
Favre. Favre, yeah. He made, it's interesting, Favre went to the Jets and it was a disaster, but then he went to the Vikings.
I forgot he went to the Jets.
In between, that's when he had
Peyton Manning went to the Broncos.
And Yes, Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl with the Broncos, got killed in the Super Bowl with the Broncos, but he went to two with the Broncos. Brett Favre, I don't know if you remember it was Bounty Gate, where a coach was suspended for a full year from the Saints.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Because they went after him hard. Oh. They took late hits on him, and that's back before all this brain damage stuff. And when you go back and look at highlights of that game, the way they hit that guy, who was 40 at the time, just brutal.
Yeah.
And at the end of the game, he threw a pass he wouldn't have thrown at the beginning of the game that was kind of reckless, ended the game. It was intercepted. And so, you know, they won the Super Bowl that year, the Saints.
Yeah, I remember
So in
that.
Their mind, it was worth it. Same with the Astros. In their mind, in 20 years, that title's still there. The ring is still there. You go to the autograph shows and all the people in Houston, they're not bringing it up. Other people might.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was then. But, those ones that you mentioned worked out pretty well, actually, relatively speaking. Joe Namath went to – can you name the team Joe Namath went to?
No.
The Rams, and it went very poorly for him.
Okay.
Joe Montana went to – you might know this one.
I don't.
The Chiefs.
Oh.
He went to a AFC Championship game, almost made it to a Super Bowl. I'm trying to think of other guys who went to places and it didn't work out. But actually, you've brought up some good examples for Brady in today's game to think he may have a chance.
But how old is he?
He's going to be 43 when the season starts.
Why didn't he just retire?
This is all ego.
It's just another thing that makes me dislike him more.
Because he and Belichick each want to prove they were the one
that made the victory.
That was the more that had the 51%. Because really, if one or the other has, my personal opinion is it's Belichick is the one who is more to do with it. But Brady has a case to be made, certainly. And the Patriots immediately after he signed, or he put out his letter that he wasn't going to play with them anymore. Within like an hour, they signed a wide receiver, which was one of the things he had been complaining about, is they didn't get him enough help. So, and the receiver was probably like, Belichick was like, who's the cheapest receiver I can sign? Just to send a message that I'm signing a guy after you left. There's no doubt in my mind there was a little thing.
Now, who are the Patriots? Do you know who their quarterback is going to be?
No. That's what's interesting as well, because as unpredictable as him going to Tampa Bay was, that's even more unpredictable, because then the question is going to be, who does Belichick think he can prove his point to Brady with?
Right.
Like, there's talk of this guy, Andy Dalton, who's the definition of average. Mm-hmm. So there's some thought that if he gets Andy Dalton, he's going to be like, I took the average guy and did what I did with right. you. So I think, you know, if this season happens, and that's the great thing about football right now, it's all we have. And we're not doing a mock draft update today, folks. I know. You're as surprised as I am, and I hopefully put the stab in there. But because this is the season, this is the opening day of the season is today, their official year for transactions. So football, actually, this would be happening anyway, and we'd be paying this kind of attention to it. There's no competition from other sports right now, which makes it more. And then their season doesn't start until September.
So they might be on track.
They may be on track. They may be the one sport to follow that actually isn't impacted.
It might be our rebirth after our long...
Absolutely.
Whatever this is.
National... Getting to know each other, I think, is a nice euphemism for it. Getting to know each other. I was considering taking Nooch to Vegas for one day of the draft just to hold up the sports dump signs. We'd just drive there. We'd be there for like 2 hours, and then we'd drive back. Ugh. Yeah, not going to do that now, though. Was this news to you about thinking about that?
Yeah, very much.
How do you feel about that? Should we do it
anyway? Doesn't matter now.
Yeah, that's true. We could just drive out to the desert. Well, we should do that. We talked about that, right?
Driving to the desert and leaving Nooch there?
I don't think
you talked about it, Joe. I don't think we ever supporting it.
You were writing that because you thought someone might be listening. You kept writing stuff down on a pad of paper. Oh boy, he'll have a lot to say when we. I'll do a phone episode with him.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and if you're a listener and you'd like to be on an episode at this point,
all these people are listeners that you're talking to.
Well, there could be somebody who's kind of like adjacent to a listener,
right? An overhearer.
Yes. They're welcome as well. Accidental listeners, too, are welcome. Okay. Are there any other... is there any sports stuff you wanted to talk about?
Oh, God, no.
Really?
I hope the Olympics happen. I love the Summer Olympics. I'm going to be really disappointed because I bet it's not.
And that is probably the next thing that hasn't been canceled.
Yeah. I know they're holding out, but I really... it just makes me sad, the idea that it wouldn't happen. But I really love the Summer Olympics. And
because it's every 4 years and the athletes are amateurs for the most part in sports that are not highlighted usually.
Yeah.
This is even more impactful to them. It's like this happening for an election year
where
it has kind of a ramification beyond just the norm.
Yeah.
Just due to it being falling on a year that's a multiple of four.
Yeah.
There you go. Multiples of four.
At least they couldn't take leap day from us.
They sure could not.
Huh?
Did that sound right?
Yeah. Okay. Sounded great.
Oh, this is plenty. Plenty. Now, eventually, great. I'm hoping to expand the network. I want people to follow Sports Dump Show on Twitter because that's where I'm going to try to do some maybe live like Q&A things on Twitter where you can do a broadcast. So if you're not following there, then you'll never get those alerts, which I'm sure you're looking forward to.
You don't want
to
miss out on those.
No. Well, my Nebraska podcast, there are people, we go on, and they, within 4 seconds, first of all, there's whoever can be the first to say kick Joe, it's like a contest. I'm not the most popular one on that podcast.
I know.
But within seconds, we have 10, 12 viewers on that thing because they get like an alert. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Technology is.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Also, you can listen. Well, you're already doing that, but on Spotify or on iTunes. And someday I'm going to tell you about my Patreon. But right now we don't need it, and there's probably people who need it more. But I'm just keeping you aware that there's one there that I will tell you about at some point. What do you think about it? Did you know I had a Patreon?
Yeah, I heard this exact same spiel before. Like, just advertise the Patreon. What is this, like, don't...
It's this,
I'm not gonna
I think
say
it's
sport,
the sports dump at Patreon. You can't find it if you search, because if you don't have any patrons, then it won't come up in a search.
Well, just tell them exactly what the URL is. What is it, slash the sports dump?
Probably.
Yeah,
It's slash the sports dump. The slash is
it's
a
It's the
thing.
Word slash.
Slash the sports dump. That'll be our trending post at some point.
That would be like a, you know, that cake wreck
yes.
book.
Yes.
So if you accidentally spelled out slash the sports dump.
Yes. I do know that.
Everybody look up cake wrecks. Oh. It's funny right now.
And while I have you, Molly, have you ever been to Montana?
Yes.
We got listeners or a listener who's downloaded more than once from Montana.
Oh. I've been to Butte. Montana. Butte.
Ah.
Montana.
I thought you said you were to Butte.
No, I went to Butte. It was very nice.
Did you go with Turco?
Yeah. And my memory from that specifically is that we, our touring company, when I was performing in Second City, we closed with a song that we always sort of plugged in things about wherever we were. And part of my role in this song was to come out and sing this solo. And the first part of it was for me to just yell the name of the city.
Right.
And so I went, Butte. And then for some reason, I died laughing. I couldn't sing the rest of the song because for some reason it was
just
so funny to me that I yelled
Butte.
Because most cities, there aren't a lot of cities that are like one syllable
right.
things like that.
Troy.
Sure.
I mean, that's the only one that comes to mind.
But there was something about the way it came out that I just couldn't stop laughing.
You're
but it
right,
was
though.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Oh.
I think, I think I celebrated a birthday there.
Wow. On purpose?
And I think, Montana listener, tell me if I'm right.
Sure.
I believe that is where we stayed in this hotel that looked like just a motor lodge, like weird, janky type of place. And when we checked in, there was a thing under like glass on the reception desk that was something about how this hotel had gotten some like best hotel bar or something. We're like, huh? So they had a bar in this motel.
Right.
That, this is very hard to describe. The pool was indoors and one floor up from the bar. So there was a full window in the bar that looked into the pool. And at night, the pool was closed to guests and women dressed up as mermaids and swam in the pool while a woman named Piano Pat played the organ, but like Neil Diamond songs and things that are people are going to sing along with. And it was the best. And we were there for like two nights. And the next day, all the guys in our touring company schmoozed their way into getting into the mermaid costumes and like swimming around in the pool.
Amazing.
It was really cool.
Wow, that is so much more Montana material than I thought we would even have.
That's for our one person.
All I know about
it may not have been Montana. I think it was though.
Well, Montana,
if not, it was
listener
like Wyoming.
Or listeners.
It was definitely.
Well, see, the people in those states are gonna.
I know. Listen. It was like 20 years ago.
That's very true.
So.
Those are both enormous states.
Yeah, and further west than I think.
Yes,
I always think they're like in the center, but
no, they're over
Montana
there.
Montana is really not far from here.
No, well, let's get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I gotta check on the soup.
Well, then it's a good time to stop. Kay. Excellent. All I know about Montana is that there's a Frank Zappa song called Montana, and then Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's plenty for Montana. I may have some more information after Molly goes, and I'm by myself. But Molly, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. All right, bye. That was Molly Erdman, everybody. Special thanks to her. And special thanks to whoever it is in Montana that's been downloading our episodes. Only 14 states to go, folks. I'm not going to tell you what they are, though. You just got to figure that out on your own. All right, as mentioned earlier, we have something for you folks. First of all, the announcements were all yesterday. That straightened out a bunch of our segments. My brother has signed off on doing Mondays with Mike, which is going to be his over-analyzed analysis. He does this to soothe him, so maybe it'll soothe you to hear about it, where he tells you the 12 best third basemen of the first half of the 20th century. We'll try to make it more interesting than it sounds, folks. But for right now, as promised, we have some Tom Brady exclusive audio. We have audio of Tom Brady making the decision to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers due to our massive secret recording capabilities we have because my kid is able to hack in to all the Alexas in America. or this is a fake bit. Either way, please listen to secret in-house recording of Tom Brady deciding to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tom, answer the phone. It's your agent. Pick up the home phone when it rings and tell him I want Los Angeles.
Okay, Giselle, thanks. Okay, let's just run down my list before I talk to Don. Okay, team that lets me be the boss, number one. Team with winning tradition, playoff ready. Huge media market for my production company. They let me wear my UGG cleats. And a place that embraces science, you know, so that I can set up my chemistry lab, fitness regimen. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Hey, Don.
Hey, Tom. Ready for the news?
Yeah.
You got one offer.
Oh.
And it's Tampa Bay.
Oh. You sure?
Yeah, that's it. Just Tampa Bay.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I think you should take it.
Okay, just got to cross some of these. Oh, jeez. I won't need the Uggs. Okay. All right, thanks. Bye. Oh, jeez. Well, at least bull semen's probably cheap there.
Tom, is it Los Angeles?